नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। अथान्यो वक्ष्यमानस्य विभक्तस्य महीपते विभक्तं व्यपद्यत् तस्मै वृषलाय हरिं स्मरन्। अथान्यो नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमद्भक्ति वेदान्तस्वामिनिति नाम्ने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पस्कत्यादेशतारिणे। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। अथान्यो वक्ष्यमाणस्य विभक्तस्य महीपते विभक्तं व्यभजत् तस्मै वृषलाय हरिं स्मरम्। Translation. Thereafter, having divided the remaining food with his relatives, Rantideva was just about to eat his own share when a Shudra guest arrived. Seeing the Shudra in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, King Rantideva gave him also a share of the food. There is another passage in the scriptures where a great devotee is tested by devatas. It once happened that Maharaj Shibi saw, when he was staying somewhere, saw how an eagle, it was not directly an eagle, it was a wild bird, Falke one says in German, something like an eagle, huh? Was chasing a pigeon. This pigeon flew to Maharaj Shibi and said, "Mulamte, give me protection, otherwise I will be killed by this eagle." So Maharaj Shibi said, "Okay, then the eagle came to Maharaj Shibi. "I'm hungry. Give me the pigeon, otherwise I will die. I also take shelter under you." So Maharaj Shibi had promised protection to the pigeon, and now as a Kshatriya, he had to promise protection also to the eagle who took shelter under him. What did he do? He said, "Okay, you will get food, but not from the pigeon. I will be..." There was nothing around, no one around. You know, it was a very lonesome place. "I will have to take care of you." And he brought a scale and began cutting flesh from his own body. On one side of the scale was a pigeon, and his idea was, to put so much flesh on the scale so that it would match. But the pigeon always became more heavy, until finally Maharaj Shibi had to sit down himself on the scale. And he said to the eagle, "All right." Then it matched. "All right, you can eat me." At that time, the eagle and the pigeon revealed their true identities. The pigeon was Indra, and the eagle was Agni. And they said, "We just wanted to test you, O king. Now where you have been successful, where we have seen how charitable and how true to your word you are, now we are very satisfied. Please ask for us a boon, from us a boon." And Maharaj Shibi, who was such a wonderful devotee of the Lord, said, "Well, please make that the poor living entities don't need to suffer distress." That's the boon he asked for. So this the example of Maharaj Shibi stands as an example for charity since time immemorial. This is just, so to say, explaining a little bit about this verse today. Maharaj Ranjideva also was a great Vaishnav, and he was tested in a similar way. These great devotees give examples with their lives for very good qualities to develop in spiritual life. Now, if we want to develop in spiritual life, the first qualification for us will be to control our restless mind. Vacho Vega, Manasa, Krodha Vega. That's the first instruction in the Nectar of Instruction, which is given to us. As long as our minds are not controlled, our material existence will continue, because we will become attracted again and again to material things. The person who is attracted to the material energy has been described in the Prema Vivata. He has been compared with a person who drinks alcohol. By the influence of the alcohol, his perception becomes clouded, so to say. It becomes taken over by something else. If you have a person who is drunk on Slilovich, he does not talk the way he normally would talk. He does not think the way he normally talks. He does not even see the world the way a normal person sees it. The world for him turns in circles. Don't know if you ever had made this experience. I hope not, but I can understand that, yes, some of you have. It is by the influence of that substance, alcohol, one behaves in an abnormal way. So it is similarly, the similar case is there for a person who is attracted to the material energy, or for that matter, highly repulsed by it. He is influenced by Maya, and therefore in an illusion. So to control the mind, then, is important in a life of Krishna consciousness. I will give you a little interesting story which makes the point very clear to you how important the control of the mind is in spiritual life. Once there was a man, a pilgrim. How would you say pilgrim in this language? So he came to, he was very tired and very thirsty, and came to a lake where he drank the water. Now he thought while drinking the water, he also drank a little tar pot. Now this is a very difficult word in English, and I don't think Srinivas will know it. Tadpole, it's called. Tadpole. Tadpole is a, you know, of course, a jabba. So before the jabba state, there's, he thinks they are round, yes, and they go like, you know this? She was not. What is the meaning? Punuglavats. A punuglavats, yes. So he thought he had drunken a punuglavats. But he did not. But in his mind, he just thought that. And he began to suffer very much. Oh, I have drunken meat on a pilgrimage. Not eaten, I have drunken meat on the pilgrimage. And he began to suffer very, very much. His body developed a deadly disease. So there was a wise man around who had seen it. He knew there were no punuglavats in the lake. You know. And he said, no, you don't have eat drunken meat. No problem for you. Yes, I know, exactly. I know, I have... this punuglavats was there, and so on. So, it became very critical. Day after day, this man just was racing towards his death. So, finally, the sadhu got an idea. And he walked to a pond where there were punuglavats. And he took one of these, did it like this, with a little water. And he told our pilgrim, you have to vomit. And when he was vomiting, he put the punuglavats there. See? Now the punuglavats is out. No problem for you any longer. You are saved. And our man was very satisfied. All his disease stopped immediately and went. We just had a case like this in Niemeczka, on the Niemeczka Pharma. We had a devotee who had developed, I won't tell you the name. If I tell you, you will laugh and laugh and laugh, because it looks very much like this devotee. He had developed some thing inside the stomach, and you could see it really X-rays? Yes, on the X-rays. But it was all in the womb. It came from the womb, from the mind. Yes. So we began to preach, and vroom, and vroom. And then we told Mahi, our mystical Mataji, she's a disciple of Sri Vishnupad and has this prana energy, very powerful. If you have any problems, please go to her. She's very good, really good. But the main thing she did is help the devotee to understand that there was no problem, you know. And finally, it worked and the thing went away. This disease went away. So all of us conditioned soul, we all carry in us the imaginary, puna glavats, and therefore we suffer. Our mistake is we think that we are the body and the mind, and do not understand that we are eternal part and parcels of Krishna. So as long as this mistake remains in the mind, the wrong identification of the eternal soul with a temporary body and the mind, we will suffer the pangs of material existence. These sufferings are of no consequence, actually, for the eternal soul. In the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, we hear that the soul cannot be touched by the material elements, not by water, not by fire, not by air, not by ether. It cannot be influenced. But because we are in our mind, we have the problem of false identification in our mind. Therefore, we suffer the pangs of material existence. So, to make advancement in Krishna consciousness can really be measured in how much you decrease your wrong identification with an illusion, and how much, on the other hand, you increase your understanding of Krishna. This is where you can measure your advancement in Krishna consciousness. You can even make a very crucial test. The person who identifies with his body and with his mind, he will become very attracted to sexual enjoyment. On the gross platform, he will be attracted to gross sex life. And on the subtle platform, on the mental platform, he will become attracted to pratishta. Pratishta means recognition or fame. The desire to be recognized even in the assembly of Vaishnavas, or to be recognized amongst different people, is the subtle body, or the duh. Duh means ghost, of sexual attraction. For the body, the greatest pleasure is to grab another material body. Somehow it's arranged like this. Maya knows why. And for the mind, the highest pleasure is if someone praises us. Oh, you are so good. You are just so uncomprehensibly intelligent. And so on and so forth. So, if you want to really measure your advancement in Krishna consciousness, if you want to measure your attraction to Krishna, you have to test in these two areas. How much are you free from gross sexual attraction, and how much are you free from subtle attraction to this? This is one point. Now I want to make a slightly different point. See, this morning, all of you audience are more or less devotees or just friends of Krishna who are very close. And I have spoken yesterday that I want to talk on how to make the mind a friend in these seminars. This morning I will talk about the devotee way, And if I get a chance in the evening, let me see, to this evening we are in Smolenska Mitrovica. But tomorrow the 11th? Tomorrow is the 11th. Tomorrow, in, there will be, of course, a ceremony, a yagya. I don't know when. I have to hear from... Do you know when? 10 o'clock. Ah, morning time. So in the evening time, are we here, Mahodari Mataji, or in the temple, it says. So tomorrow evening, we will hear a very heavy lecture. It will be so heavy, and I want to give it to the leg, to the guests. But it will be also very important for the devotees. It will be so heavy, they will never forget it for their lives. But in a Krishna conscious way, it will be very intellectual and so on and so forth. Everyone will have to accept the point tomorrow evening. It comes. It's good that it comes for our new devotees who will get who will sit at the yagya, that it comes on the same day. It's very good. This is Krishna's arrangement. But anyways, that will come tomorrow evening. Please all come, or those who are not so serious in Krishna consciousness, please stay home at that time. It will be better. Because after that you will have to surrender. I think now everyone wants at least to hear it, you know. Anyways, so today I just want to talk to the devotees. There is a time here in Krishna consciousness, a secret in Krishna consciousness. I think all of us here are very much aware that we should control our restless minds and fix it on Krishna. But how to do it is not always very obvious. It's not always. We feel it is very difficult for us to do it. However, there is a secret which, if we understand it, it will help us and make it very easy for all of us. The secret lies in the hands of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is willing to give all of us, or all of the people of this Kali Yuga, the secret. The secret is like this. Krishna's standard for someone to engage in Krishna consciousness is extremely high. Krishna has an extremely high standard. You can read about this in the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, verse 67. Idam te na tapaskaya na bhaktaya tadachana na chashushrushave vachyam na chamang yo yasuyati. This confidential knowledge may never be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engaged in devotional service, not to one who is envious of me. Here Krishna says, Krishna consciousness should not be explained to someone who is not austere, who is not a devotee, who is not doing slujpa, or who is envious. Now, are we all very austere? Are we free from enviousness? Actually, according to this high standard of Krishna, we wouldn't have any chance in Krishna consciousness. Or here, in the text 66, Krishna says, Sarvadamam parijaja. Give up everything. He says, Sarva. Sarva means everything, or you could, if you want to express it in percent, you would have to say 100%. Surrender 100%. then Krishna is ready to take the sinful reactions from you. Do not fear. But when you hear this, 100%, one becomes afraid, because this seems to be Krishna's condition. It is a fact. When Krishna was present in this planet, only those who were extremely advanced and fortunate could actually have a relationship to him and see him. Most of the people did not recognize him. It was only very few. Because Krishna's standard as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so high. Medyutim. There is a secret. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme merciful incarnation. In his incarnation, his Kripa Shakti, Kripa, you understand, means milost, mercy. His mercy Shakti is totally free to go everywhere and anywhere where just someone just says, my dear Lord, please help me. Or where someone just begins to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Krishna is not so easy. Krishna's standard is high. Here his Kripa Shakti, his mercy energy, is fully under the control of his Icha Shakti. You understand Icha? Icha means his willing potency. He does not want to give his mercy to so the unqualified. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wants. Here the Kripa Shakti is free. So, if you take this gift of the holy name from Krishna, then at that time, from Lord Chaitanya, at that time you will become the recipient. Recipient means you will get the highest spiritual benefit. I want to tell you a little leela in this connection, which tells you just how potent the holy name is to give mercy to one and all. How the holy name is not different from Krishna. I'm sorry. The holy name is not different from Krishna. Once, Satyabhama, she is a queen of Lord Krishna, was doing a sacrifice under the auspices of Narada Muni. Narada Muni was her priest, so to say, and told her exactly how to do the sacrifice. And at the end, Satyabhama was so satisfied with the sacrifice that she was ready to give everything to Krishna. To Narada Muni, of course. It's just like Sedi will do tomorrow a sacrifice, and then one has to give the priest who does the sacrifice a donation, otherwise the sacrifice is not complete. But tomorrow I will have to give Sedi a present. This is very important, otherwise it's not right. I brought already something. Satyabhama said to Narada Muni, you did such a nice work. Now please take everything from me, whatever you want. Everything, said Narada Muni. Yes, everything. I'm so satisfied. Then I want Krishna. You are married to Krishna. You can just give him. It's yours. He's your mush. No, not Krishna. Please don't take Krishna from me. Everything. You can take my palace. You can take even the jewel.
but not Krishna.
Well, said Narada Muni, you have said everything. Now I want Krishna.
No, you can't take Krishna.
Have you said everything? Or have you said something?
But how shall I explain it to Krishna? Do you think he likes to be given away?
Well, tell him that there is his devotee Narada Muni, and he is ready to give himself to the devotee. That is, he says so in the scriptures, that whoever does devotional service, he reaches, he attains me. Huh? Tell him, I'm here now to get him. So Sadyabhama went to Krishna and said, my dear Lord, I had said I would give everything to Narada Muni, now he wants you, my only property, my only treasure in life. Well, said Krishna, if you have said you, then okay, then I have to go. You have given the promise. So then Sadyabhama said to Narada Muni, here is Krishna. And this is how Narada Muni got Krishna. After some time, Sadyabhama felt just so miserable. She went to Narada Muni and said, I want Krishna back. What is the price I have to give? They're very easy, said Narada Muni. See, this is all Krishna Leela. It is, don't get worried. It will have a good ending. Krishna said, very easy. Narada Muni said, very easy. We just put Krishna on one scale, and then you put all your jewels on the other scale. And when it gets equal, then, you know, you give me the jewels and you get Krishna back. This is such a nice leela. You will be in total ecstasy if you hear the end. Now, all right, it was made like this. Krishna was put in this on the scale. And Sadyabhama came and took all her jewels. And she had many, many things. You don't believe how many opulent things the queens of Lord Krishna had. It was so much. So they put all the heavy jewels, you know, real gold, real dragoons, everything they put on the scale. But Krishna didn't even move 1 centimeter from the floor. You remained like this, and they put more and more, the whole treasury they put in, but it didn't move. So then Sadyabhama said, get the highly intelligent queen of Krishna, Rukmini, the young princess of Vidarbha. She should say how to solve this problem, because Rukmini is really Krishna's dearest queen. And Rukmini came and was informed about all what was happening. She said, no jewels in the world are as much valuable as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But, Medyutva, his holy name is identical with Krishna. Okay, what should we do then, said Sadyabhama. Well, take all the jewels down, and then Rukmini, and give me a tulasi leaf, tulsi. Rukmini wrote the sandalwood paste, the name Krishna, on the little tulasi leaf. And then put it on the scale. It was going like, oh! In this way, it was proven that the holy name is identical with Krishna. So
although Krishna is very reserved and waits for a high qualification before he gives himself to anyone, he is ready to come in his holy name, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, if you want to experience the Kripa Shakti, the whole mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you have to take the holy name from Mahaprabhu. Therefore, we all chant before the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the Panchatattva Maha Mantra. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadha Sivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda. And other Vaishnavas, they chant the Gaur Gopal Mantra. The Gaur Gopal Mantra is Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. They chant this. This is the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then you can receive the gift of Krishna. Yes, it is possible. Now the whole art then is to chant the holy name in full perfection. With perfection with for us means to be attentive in chanting and avoiding the offenses. But when you chant with attention, then you do avoid the offenses. So tomorrow we will all have the opportunity to see a Harinam initiation. Please, all the Vaishnavas and guests should come, because you will have to give your blessings to those who are initiated. Very important that Vaishnavas give blessings during this time, so that the new devotees will be able to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra free from offenses, and in this way realize the unique gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, this is important. This chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will also control our minds. Once there were devotees in our movement who had extreme difficulties in their lives of Krishna consciousness. They came to Srila Prabhupada and said, "Prabhupada, we have lost all faith. We have lost, we are so weak now. We feel like leaving the movement." Srila Prabhupada told them, "Please, don't feel like this. There is no need. Go before the deities and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. With a prayer, my dear Lord, I'm so far away. Please give me the strength to serve you and to understand you and to love you." If you chant like this, in this frame of mind, then the chanting will make a revolution in your life. It will take everything away. So also here in our Beograd temple, we have most beautiful Gaunitaya deities who are very nicely dressed. Always they are. These deities are the best dressers in the world. You know, they have all these very, very interesting dresses, which are rarely to be seen. Very nice Mayapur style, very wonderful dressers. Gaura Nataraj, our deity of Lord Chaitanya, must be the king of dancers. Gaura Nataraj to be dressed like this. He always goes like going to a concert, you know, with a turban and all these special fancy things. So we can go before these deities and sit down and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It will make a revolution in our life. But we have to understand that this is our chance.
We do not have any other chance to control our restless mind. This is what Mahaprabhu has come to bring us, the holy name. And if we are now not embracing this holy name, we don't take it fully serious, then what will be our future in spiritual life? Our future will be unknown. So I have come to the end here. Do you have any questions regarding this subject matter? Yes, who will tell me what exactly is here? Yes. Yes, you have to get up early, then it's possible. If you get up early, usually there is no service at the early time before Guru Pooj. When we are living in the temple, in normal temple life, it is... let me see. When does the Mangal Arati here end? What? 5:15. So then it's up to the Guru Pooj. Well, is there? There are two Guru Poojas here. Yeah. So the one starts at 7:07. Okay. So you need to just calculate. If you need 2 hours for your rounds, that's a. Then you just have to get have to chant 2 rounds before Mangal Arati, and then you can get the rest chanted in the in-between time, and in this way finish them. I'm surprised that you had mathematics in your school, so it is not a difficult question to be answered. You just have to see how much time you need and then do it. Now, sometimes our bhaktas and bhaktins have to help at the altar, maybe wash clothes or plates or things. Well, that's also sometimes the case. Then you just have to find other time. It requires determination, but if one understands, one will do that. If one understands the possibility one has in chanting, it's a fact. The morning hours are best for chanting this Brahma Muhurta. It's just you can better concentrate. It's an atmospheric influence also, which is there. And your consciousness is still fresh and free from other impressions. And then it is best. Yeah, if you want to have a good life in Krishna consciousness, chant your rounds, chant your rounds, chant your rounds, chant your rounds.
There will be an answer if you change your rounds. Ooh. All the difficulties in spiritual life, everything comes if you don't change your rounds. Everything can go away if you change your rounds. The influence of bad stars, the influence of a fickle mind, even mentality problema, everything if you change your rounds in a prayerful mood. But it's difficult for us. The difficulty for us is to get that mood to really come. Krishna, you know, please. It's not ours. It requires a pure heart so that this cry for Krishna is there, which Krishna has to answer. That he feels, oh, my devotee is chanting these rounds and relief. You know, with that intensity, we have to get it somehow. Understanding. It will come after some time. Therefore, you need to do lots of slujpa. By doing much service, you will more and more and more come to the point where you really will desire Krishna. It will come. Slujpa is very good, very necessary. Yes. Well, there are different kinds of dirts which come. Let us say remembrances from the past. That's one kind of dirt which comes. You know, I mean bad things. Well, I would give the answer. You have to learn. When that happens, you just have to imagine a big window. Open the window. My dragi, get out of there immediately. Then that's like the devil goes, you know, with the horns. You have to just throw him out of the window. You know, this works best. But now, say he doesn't, these dirty thoughts, I will just talk about the principle. I can't, you know, get so much into it, into the different sorts of dirts. We are, after all, not like the, you know, the tzigoinen who go to the garbage can, you know, these Beograd garbage cans, and who go, aha, oh, here a dead cat. Maybe we can use it, you know, and here a dead rat. Ooh, it goes here. You know, we can't go just too. We can't go too much into the dustbin, the garbage container of the you know. Let us just talk about the principle, because otherwise it just gets too wild. We just. Basically, you have to try to get him out of the window. But if he doesn't want to go, if he sticks to you, You know, at that time, you just have to learn one word, ignore. Sometimes it happens during a preaching program that there are maybe an impossible person in the audience. And it's not possible to throw him out because the whole audience will just revolt. Oh, no, he's liberal, let us be liberal, you know, and so on and so forth. And then, if you don't want to have anything to do with that person, you have to ignore him. He will come in the lecture and go like, you know, and he wants to ask a question, but you know, he will just ask the most impossible, disturbing thing, he will say. So you just have to ignore him and not have any eye contact. I am by now a world master in this because I'm preaching so often and I somehow have an extrasensual antenna, you know, which just picks up people's vibration from the distance. And therefore, I just, I can ignore someone. I can just, you know, I've learned to see, to not see a person if I don't want to see him. Because the moment you see him, the contact is made, and then it gets really difficult. I mean, really, really difficult. We had things on Harinam in Germany, skinheads coming, you know, with knives and chains. And we had no Bhakta Blaja with us. So, Bhakta Blaja will be able to tell you this secret. So, if you don't, and you know, if you just look at the person and you make an eye contact with him, then you are lost. Isn't it, Bhakta Blaja? Then they will become very agitated and very strong, and then it's that, see? Our master, has our expert in this field, you just have to ignore. This is important. So this is the same with the mind. When he comes with all the things, you just have to ignore him. You have to practice that. Not that you think, oh no, how could I think of sex life in chanting, you know, and then you get into it, you know. Then there will be a catastrophe in your mind. You just go like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And again he comes. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. You have to learn this word, ignore. You really have to learn it. You have to practice it. To say no to your mind. Because once you get into it by the analytical process, how did the thought come? Was it, you know, and then you are lost, you know, you will be totally entangled. Hare Krishna. Thank you for this nice question. It's a very practical question, yes. Srila Prabhupada talks about this in the 11th chapter of the 5th canto. If you want to get some more understanding about the mind and how it works and how to control it, please read, note it down for you, it's very important for you also, 5th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th chapter. It's so helpful. You will understand many things from it. 5:11. Mm-hmm. It's only 17 verses. You can go through it today if there is some time, or maybe today is not so much time. You know, when you find time, please read it. It's very, very helpful. And there, in the end purport, or was it either the last purport or the purport before the last purport, Prabhupada said one should learn this word, ignore. Mm-hmm. Thank you. This was a very helpful question. Mm-hmm. Yes, Mahodari? Yes. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand. I know you. Then you want to be recognized by the spiritual master, yes. Uh-huh, yes. Yes, of course. I will talk just about this. It's called pratishtha, the desire for recognition, tomorrow in the evening. But since you are asking this detailed question, I will just answer it from a totally different thing. We have to know what pleases the spiritual master most. Once there was a disciple who brought a haritaki fruit to his guru. Do you know what a haritaki? I think no one knows it. It's a fruit which is used in Ayurveda. You can make many medicines from it. But it is amazing. You can only use the peel. The fruit inside you have to throw away. So this disciple did not know about this, and he threw away the peel. Peel, what is the peel?
Kore.
Yes, that sounds correct. Kore. Yes, the kore. He threw away the kore and got the fruit. So his spiritual master told him, "We need the kore, not the fruit." The next day, the disciple came and brought his spiritual master cardamom. Do you know what is cardamom? It's a spice. It has a kore, very heavy kore, and take it away. And inside are the seeds of the cardamom, which are very valuable. The kore is totally unimportant. I mean, you cannot do anything with it, as far as I'm informed. It has no use whatsoever. You can just throw it away. That's all. So this time, the disciple, having the instruction from the previous day in his womb, thought, well, I have to throw away the inside and give the outside. So he gave the spiritual master the kore. I'm sorry. And threw away the inside, which is very valuable. So again, the spiritual master told you, "You are not very intelligent. When you give me cardamom, you have to give me the inside. And when you give me a haritaki, then you have to give me the outside." There's a difference. What is the meaning of this example? The example tells us that you have to use your intelligence to know what to give to the spiritual master. Sometimes, you know, it's not only always one thing. In the same way, to answer your question, you have to ask yourself what pleases the spiritual master. And if you report that, it is very, very nice. For instance, we all know that the spiritual master is very satisfied by hearing the results of the preaching. You might remember when Srila Prabhupada was just preparing to leave the planet, He was very interested to hear the book results. He said, "These book results are giving me new life." He said like this. And he also said, was very interested to see new books published. He said, "Whenever a new book is published, at that time, I feel I have conquered an empire." And also preaching results. Prabhupada was so interested and so proud of his disciples when they told him how they had contacted this person and made him favorable to Krishna consciousness, how they met how new devotees joined. He would always have time to hear these results because he was very, very interested. So we have to just use our discrimination to see how we get the attention of our spiritual master. You can get it by offering, you have to offer the essence of what, you know, what will please him. And sometimes it's not so easy to see, but by using the intelligence you will know how to discriminate, when it's the core and when it's the fruit, you know, which you have to give. And in a life of a preacher, it's very easy if you just report the preaching results. He is so satisfied. Oh, the spiritual mind is just so satisfied. He gets all the day, you know, letters that devotees will express their need for help. They will express their inability, this and that. But then when there is a letter in between from Mahodari Mataji about the Deogad preaching, oh, so nice. That intention, this how one can get the attention of the spiritual master. He doesn't need to throw himself, you know, there are sometimes devotees want to get the attention of the spiritual master. I've seen many by just making a very dandavad, you know, just not using the hands, cross, you know, falling like a stick. And I saw on the farm someone, you know, who wanted to get the attention, and he was so impossible. He went from the door, you know, the back door. He came through the back door, and he just made an obeisance, and he slid like a rocket through the whole temple. Yes. And this is not so such a good way of getting the attention. Let us not to answer your question in one sentence is, you should learn to know what pleases your spiritual master, and that you should talk about, and then he will be very, that's the right, then he will be very pleased and happy, and he wants to hear from his disciple. I want, because many of you are Sri Vishnupad's disciples, I want to say one lecture which I found very good, where he just said the spiritual master wants to hear, not that we think he said like this, and it's a fact. I mean, everyone can, it's a universal fact. I'm saying this also if you're Rohini Sutta Prabhu disciples or anyone else, we are, please remember, we are one family. This is all work together in a loving way. It's not that you think, well, the spiritual master is in the heart. He is a representative of the super soul. He doesn't. He will hear it from the super soul. No. Tell him nice things. You know, have understanding that he can't answer all the letters, you know, but just tell, make a nice report. Oh, going on like this and this, and books are distributed, or the preaching has these results, and so on. He wants to hear it. This way you please him, and by pleasing him, you also naturally get his attention. See, the question is like this. In your question, there's a very nice question, an important question, which is on the minds of all the devotees. But I would say the approach has to be changed. This is it's an us-centered approach. You know, we want to get attention. We should think like this. We should make it a spiritual master. We should put him in the center. In other words, also when we want to get attention, he should be in the center, not so much us. That's the way to do it. That means we should please him. One is called, in philosophical terms, the anthropocentric approach, you know, where you put yourself in the center and the needs which all of us have. And one of the greatest needs in spiritual life is the mercy of the spiritual master. But to get that, you have to put him in the center. That's the more spiritual or more mature approach. And by doing that, in other words, by doing what pleases him, then at that moment, your need as a disciple to get his milost is fulfilled in a much better way than by fully putting yourself in the center. It's just like everything else we do in Krishna consciousness. Our ultimate needs and in our lives will be only be fulfilled if we manage to put Krishna in the center, if we see his pleasure in the center, and not work directly for our pleasure. The example has been given in this connection of giving water to the root of a tree, and in this way satisfying all the leaves and branches automatically. Shraddha, of faith in Krishna consciousness, means to understand this principle, that by just serving Krishna, just doing eka, one thing, all our different needs, psychological, physical, our spiritual needs, everything will be fulfilled. This is our approach. It's not an anthropocentric approach. It is a total new way of looking at life. If you want to use a modern term, it is a change of paradigm shift is the English word. This has to be learned. If we do not make this paradigm shift in our lives, we will lose a great chance. I'm getting so inspired about this question, so I will go on. paradigm shift. Putting Krishna in the center. I want to give you an illustration about this. It is it's an illustration from business life. And I purposefully use this example now, because we are all, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we have our interest in our mind, isn't it? We want to be helped by joining the devotees and solve all our problems of material existence. So, in the year 1960, you will be very amazed to hear this example. In the year 1968, the Swiss... clock industry had 80% of the Marktanteil. 80% of the share of the world market in clocks. What this practically means that out of 10 clocks, you know, or watches which were sold in the world, 8 were sold by from the Swiss market, which was produced in Switzerland. Yes? Now it has totally changed. Now they only have less than 10%. That means out of every 10 watches, less than one watch is sold. I mean, that doesn't mean they sell half washes, obviously. You. Now you will want to know why is this so. And the reason is an invention which was made in Switzerland. A new watch. The Quartz watch. Is it an English word, Quartz? How do you also say Quartz here? Yes, Quartz watch. Which is a watch which does not work with springs and little wheels inside, but which works on a total different principle, you know, the oscillating something of the quartz element. But this watch can indicate time maybe 35%. I'm not an expert in this, but much more precise than the other, the classical watch which you have. You just need to look at the wrist watches of the Vaishnavas. Even I think most of you will have this quartz watch, you know, work with that, because they are cheaper and more precise than even a Rolex. Rolex is a Swiss classical watch with a, you know, the. So the quartz watch was invented in Neuchâtel, that's in Switzerland also, and it was introduced to the Swiss manufacturer of watches. But they could not see the value of this, because in their mind, in their according to their paradigm, a watch had to have these springs and this, you know, indicators, you know, and all the things that an old watch like this type of watch has. And they could not see it because they were caught, they were prisoners in a concept, in a paradigm. So the Neuchâtel people, the people from the Neuchâtel, went to some fair, and they displayed the quartz watch there, and then Casio came and Texas Instruments and other things like this. They just looked one time and said, aha, very good. They could see it. And then they went home, and all the Japanese, you know, they made these Casio watches, and now a revolution on the market came just by seeing. So you might ask, well, we are here in a spiritual movement. Why do we hear about business things and so on? It has a reason. It's an example, a very clear example. Why could these people in Switzerland not see it? Well, they were caught up. It's called a paradigm paralysis. Paralysis? Yes. So in the same way, why can't we become Krishna consciousness? Why are our minds so disturbed and so going here? Because we cannot understand the point. We always have the point, we must first take care of our interests, then everything will go, isn't it? This is we must take care of our lives. This is what we learn from the time we say, Rebbe, you know, means coming out of the womb, you know. The baby sees his interest first. Mom, Rebbe, Rebbe. Yes, the milk comes, you know. And, you know, you get a new bed and you get a new car and, you know, after all. You must make the shift from the that means putting you and yourself in the center, to the point where you put your spiritual master's pleasure and Krishna's pleasure in the center. If you can do that, the Urvapundra, that's the path which leads to the spiritual world, is open. All the doors are open. Krishna will take his book and write you in his Kripa Patra. Patra means like register book. Now your name is in the Maya Patra. Slobodan. What is a good name? Cirkovic. Yeah, you know, isn't that, you know, birth register. You know, you're there in the Maya register. But then, we want our name to come into Krishna's Kripa Patra, not the Maya Patra. He said, yeah. Krishna Das. Ah, yes. He must get all the Mila, you know. You will only get into this book if you learn to make this shift thinking. So, Arkish, thank you very much. It was a very nice question. I got totally fired up. Yes, this is really the answer. Yes, we all need attention. We need love. Certainly. There are experiments to this degree. And after having gone from one body to the next, one life to the next, always trying to get the attention from other people, the affections from our mothers, our fathers, the society, friendship and love, finally we come to this movement and we understand, well, I can't be a servant to everyone any longer. I can't just always go, love me, give me attention. But at least we need it as human beings, as devotees from the spiritual master and Krishna. And that's a fact. We need the mercy. We accept them to get their mercy, to get this relationship. That's the whole basis of this. But then we have to really learn what pleases them. What do they want to hear? How can I get the attention? Should not be like the disciple who gave the unessential, you know, the cardamom, like the cardamom kore. Kore? Kora. Kora, yes. Kore is a Bengali word, by the way. Kora, yes. We should learn that. Good. Now it's a little late. If you do have questions, please reserve them for the other times when we are there. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi Gauri Nitai ki jai.